Hello and welcome back to the Bank on Dividends podcast. My name is Banky and I will be your guide into the wonderful world of dividend investing. This week, I paid absolutely no attention to what happened in the markets. I did average down a few positions, but other than that, I was not checking my portfolio at all. And that's because my little one turned one this week, so I had far better things to do than to watch the markets like I normally do. So, special shout out to everyone who started investing this time last year. Happy first birthday as an investor. And remember, no matter what's happening in the markets, you can always bank on dividends. Okay guys, before we start this week's episode, I have a quick favor to ask from all of my listeners. I am hearing through the grapevine that Trading 212 has started accepting new customers once again. Yes, I know, since February, Trading 212 have not allowed any new customers to join the platform, but apparently that is beginning to change or has already changed. So if you have been on the Trading 212 waitlist or you've opened a new account recently, I am talking within the last week, please let me know, confirm or deny, is Trading 212 back? And if so, hit me up on Instagram. I will share with you my monthly dividend pie. Okay, thank you guys. This week's episode, we are talking about compromise often means failure and how far is too far when building a dividend portfolio you can bank on. Let's do this. This week's episode is not a long episode, so I am going to get straight to the point. As an investor of any type, you will have to make compromises. It's just a fact. These compromises are rare instances. They are not daily occurrences. Now, I'll give you an example of a compromise that I think is quite acceptable. So, for example, you've done your research, you've done your analysis, and you've come up with a price for a particular stock, and you've waited and waited. The stock has always moved up and down, but it has never hit that fair value that you have calculated. Now, it is a perfectly acceptable compromise to pick a point when the general market is down and buy into that stock, even though it has not hit the stock value that you calculated, especially if it's a great dividend payer and something that you want to continue building your position through dollar cost averaging in. That is a fair compromise. Dividend investors and investors in general often have to bite the bullet and buy stocks regardless of where the price is to their research. That's a fair compromise. The problem with making other types of compromises, and I will get into some examples of them shortly, is when they become regular occurrences. A compromise, like I said, is a rare instance, not a daily occurrence. When you start making compromises, big or small, on a daily, weekly, or even monthly basis, the question then becomes, do you even have investing strategy or do you have an investing plan? Are you just following the wind, listening to what people say out there and buying whenever you see fit? The answer is probably not. You probably do have some sort of idea of a strategy or some semblance of a plan, but if you are constantly doing whatever takes your fancy, then you're probably not following your plan and you probably won't achieve your goals. And that's what I mean when I say compromise often leads to failure. A compromise is not something that happens regularly. And it's the same when it comes to investing. Now, the elephant in the room is Banky. As a dividend investor, do you buy stocks that don't pay dividends? And is it a compromise worth making? Now, currently, I do not own any stocks that do not pay dividends or any ETFs that do not pay dividends. But in the past, I have. This is a compromise that is worth making for any dividend investor. Yes, I am saying that you can buy stocks that don't pay dividends, but they have to be stocks that you can buy in a good amount of, you plan to continue to buy, and more importantly, a stock that you believe in. A good example of stocks that don't pay dividends that are great investments And again, I'm not a financial advisor. Don't take this as financial advice. I think Alphabet or Berkshire Hathaway are great examples of stocks that do not pay dividends, but are great investments. But again, you have to do your own research and you really have to know what you're doing and believe in the company overall and not just the stock's ability to appreciate in price. What really breaks my heart is when I see new investors who start and they think they want to be dividend investors, but they quickly get blown around by the wind of investing out there. All the noise on TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter. Twitter is a big place for investing information, and they follow the trend. They don't do their own research. And I'm not saying you need to become a financial analyst to invest. I'm just saying, don't follow what people do. Stick to your plan. Even if your plan is just to buy a broad-based ETF every single month and all you're putting in is £5, stick to it. Forget about what everyone else says, because when you compromise, it does mean you are more likely to fail. Think of it this way. Every time you deviate from your investment plan or the strategy you have picked, you are more likely to fail. Now, very, very rarely it is okay to switch investment strategies. I have seen people become dividend investors who started as growth investors, but that's one time. You can't switch strategy every single week, every single month, and expect to be successful. You need to be consistent. Do not compromise. Okay, that's pretty much it for this episode. I just want to have this closing note before I go. Remember, the markets are not your friend. Compromise doesn't have to mean failure, but for most, compromise often means failure. So stick to what you know, even if that's very limited. Grow your knowledge in the meantime until you're actually able to step out in confidence. And even then, don't deviate too much from your plan or the strategy that you've started with. Investing can be easy, but do not be distracted. Distraction always comes before compromise, and compromise comes before failure. That's my two cents. See you next week, where we do our very first stock analysis. Hey there again, my name is Banky. Thank you for listening to the Bank on Dividends podcast. If you like what you heard in this podcast and if you like the series, please leave a review, share and subscribe. I really appreciate hearing all your feedback and seeing the podcast grow. Why not follow us on Instagram and Twitter and continue your investing journey on all the different platforms to make your investing journey better. And remember, no matter what's happening in the markets, you can always bank on dividends.